Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of falling alone.
Little Al Green, the Reverend Al Green, bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And, you know, I mentioned in the previous segment, I mentioned the poll question that we have on our homepage every day. And I referenced that in my commentary there. But we have another one up this week, a different one. And it's all about the economy. What do you think the economy is doing? How is it for you? And I hope you'll go there on the homepage and check it out and take the question. And when you click on your answer and submit it, it will show you immediately how other people have voted, what the voting looks like so far, and you can see where your response fits in all that. So check that out on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and don't forget to check out the newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. The blog is there. The knowledge base, the archives, articles, all the stuff that we have there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about, it's just you and me still, I want to talk about something that Mike Menzies said yesterday. You know, Mike is the resident banker in the Brain Trust, in our Brain Trust, and he's an independent community banker, but he's more than that. He's the past chairman of the National Organization of the Independent Community Banks, the ICBA. He's the past chairman and still part of the leadership, though. And just before he was with us, I mean, literally the night before he was with us, they got in late from a four-day trip where all the independent community bankers had gotten together, the leadership, I should say, got together for 4 days. They were literally locked up for 4 days going over the future of their industry. And one of the things he told us yesterday was that there are going to be fewer independent community banks in the future than there are right now. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not a happy bit of news for me. And if you're like me, you agree with me on that. Independent community banks are the best thing to ever happen to a small business because of the way they operate. They operate like you and me. They operate based on relationships and as much as possible. They're much closer. The decision makers, you are much closer with an independent community bank. You and your proposal are much closer to the ultimate decision maker than you are with any other sector of the banking industry. And I mean, if you do business with an independent bank, in that building the decisions are made in that building. Probably if it's a branch, maybe it's just across town, but that's the beauty of independent banks. If it weren't for an independent community bank, I wouldn't be standing here doing this show today with you. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. And so when we started this recession 2 years ago, there were 8,000 independent community banks. There are about 7,000 now. We've lost that many independent banks, hundreds and hundreds of independent banks in the last 2 or 3 years that have just failed because of various things. Mike is predicting that we're going to lose quite a few more. Some will fail. But another thing that will happen will be consolidation. And I asked him if that was going to be consolidation because of the economy. And he said, well, some of that would be because of that. Consolidation meaning they'd be acquired by bigger banks, larger regionals maybe, or other banks. And he said that would be part of it. But he also said, and this speaks to what I talked about in the previous segment, he also said because of technology. Because of the efficiencies that can be acquired through technology. And in other words, some of these banks that would be going away would not be of the size to be able to compete from a technological standpoint. So they'd pretty much have to associate or be acquired by a larger bank. Well, what, regardless of what causes this, regardless of the pressures that are causing this, when the marketplace has fewer independent community banks, that's not a healthy thing to me for the American economy, for small businesses. Because as you know how I feel about this, what's good for small business is good for America, and in fact the world, in my opinion. And when we have fewer independent community banks, as Mike and he obviously got this from a high level meeting, when the experts are telling us that we're going to have fewer independent banks, that's not a good thing to me for the economy, for America's for entrepreneurship in America. I'm going to ask Bill Dunkelberg. He's the president. He's a founder of an independent bank in New Jersey. I'm going to ask him about that in the next half hour. Bottom line, my friends, make sure that you got a relationship with an independent community bank. And my opinion right now, if I were you, I would find another one. I'd find two. Because maybe one of the other is not going to be absorbed into this consolidation, because you may not like the new relationship you have once the independent bank that you do business with gets absorbed by a bigger bank. So if you have two, maybe both of them won't be absorbed. But solidify those relationships with independent banks, folks. That's going to be the key, one of the keys to your future success. Quick break, 29 after. Got to take a quick one. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.